Annie. Hailstones are small pieces of frozen rain. Sometimes they fall to earth during a thunderstorm, said Miss Neely. Why did Will and Kate yell grasshopper attack? Jack asked.
Because last spring, grasshoppers did attack us, said Miss Neely.
Yes, millions and millions of them came out of the sky, said Will. It looked like a huge, shiny cloud.
They covered every inch of ground, said Kate. They ate everything.
They ate all our crops, said Will, our turnips and fruit trees and watermelons.
They even ate our clothes and bed sheets, said Kate.
Yuck, said Annie. Oh, man, said Jack. He'd never heard of a grasshopper attack before.
It was very scary, said Kate.
But remember how we replanted and everyone helped everyone else, said Miss Neely. Kate and Will nodded. We must try to hold on to the good memories, Miss Neely said gently, and let go of the bad ones.
Yes, ma'am, said Kate.
Everyone was quiet for a moment. Then the sound of the hailstones died away. Let's go back to our lesson now, said Miss Neely. They all returned to their writing. Even working as slowly as he could, Jack finished first. He showed his copy of the poem to Miss Neely.
Good work, Jack, she said. We can all learn from these words, can't we?
Yes, ma'am, said Jack.
Hey, this is it, Jack,
Annie blurted out.
Something to learn.
Miss Neely looked puzzled, but Jack smiled. He knew what Annie was talking about. They had their special writing. They could go home. Jack stood up.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I'm afraid we have to leave, he said.
So soon? Said Miss Neely. Yes, we have to go back to our parents, said Annie.
May I take my slate with us? Jack asked.
Please do, said Miss Neely.
Use it on your trip to California to practice your writing.
Thanks, said Jack with a big smile. He put the slate in his leather bag. We learned a lot, ma'am.
I'm glad you had a chance to come to school, said Miss Neely. Goodbye and good luck.
Good luck to you, too, said Annie.
Bye, Will and Kate called out.
Bye, said Jack and Annie.
As they went out the door, Jack glanced at Jeb. He felt sorry for the older boy. He tried one last time to be friends.
Bye, Jeb, he said, but the boy wouldn't even look at him.
Jack gently closed the door to the schoolhouse. He breathed a sigh of relief. He was glad to get away from Jeb's anger.
That's weird, said Annie. Look at the sky.
As Jack turned away from the schoolhouse door, he caught his breath. The sky did look weird, really weird. Chapter 7, Twister. The black clouds had taken on an odd greenish color. They all seemed to be going in different directions.
Do you think it's a grasshopper attack?
Annie asked nervously.
No, I think it's some more weird weather, like that hailstorm, said Jack. Let's go before it gets worse.
As they started back to the treehouse, the wind picked up. Jack and Annie looked over their shoulders. The greenish clouds had dipped down close to the prairie.
I feel like something awful is about to happen, said Annie.
Hurry, said Jack. Run!
He and Annie started running through the grass. When they got to the ladder of the treehouse, they looked back. In the distance, twisting black clouds had dropped out of the storm clouds. They swirled into a funnel shape. The dark funnel started twisting across the prairie. Jack's heart nearly jumped out of his chest.
It's a twister, he said.
Oh, no, cried Annie.
The twister was whirling and tearing across the grass.
Let's get out of here, said Jack.
He grabbed the rope ladder and started up.
Wait, said Annie. We have to help Miss Neely and the other kids.
They have a storm cellar, Jack said. That's what our book said.
Yeah, but it's only their first day in the dugout. They might not know about it, said Annie. There was a rug on the floor.
Annie is right, Jack thought. He looked up at the treehouse. All they had to do was climb up and leave, and they'd be safe. But what about Miss Neely? What about Will and Kate and Jeb?
Okay, said Jack. He jumped down from the ladder. Let's go back.
He and Annie started running back toward the schoolhouse. They ran as fast as they could across the prairie. The roaring sound of the twister followed them. Suddenly, the wind threw them to the ground. Jack clutched the tall grass, trying to stand. When he got up, he grabbed Annie's hand. He pulled her up, too. With all his might, Jack held on to Annie and pulled her along. The roaring twister came closer and closer. The wind ripped up grass and earth around them. The roar grew deafening. Jack and Annie could barely stay on their feet. Finally, they reached the dugout. They tried to open the door, but it wouldn't budge. They banged on the door with their fists.
Let us in, Annie shouted.
No one opened the door.
They can't hear us, yelled Jack.
But the sound of the twister drowned out his voice. Chapter 8. Get Below.